Alan, first of all, let me not start about transfers, which I imagine must be a bit of a relief at this stage anyway, but coming to that in a moment. A lot of people outside the club look at your recent fixtures and they say, well, Man City, most people get beat by Man City, Southampton's the bigger game. When you're the manager, has to make the decisions, can you allow yourself at all to think like that?
Of course, because you have to manage the week. We had Liverpool away in the Cup, and on the scale of the three games, you'd have to say that was a lesser game. But important to our fans, 50 years since we won the Cup, that anniversary, and we had to give that respect, and we had to be respectful of all of our fans who travelled up to Liverpool, who wanted to make that journey and see a performance that warranted the shirt. And of course, we went strong and did that. We also wanted to do that at Man City. Unfortunately, we lost three or four players in that game at Liverpool, which was a blow, and that's something you can't legislate for. So we got well beat at Man City. We have to accept that. Even with our best team, we could have got beat on that night. They really were at the races, and they're difficult, as we all know. So I'm not going to elaborate on that. And then this weekend, I did save one or two because I knew that Brunty wouldn't be able to play the three games, and decided that probably the energy that he would have to put in at Man City would cost him the energy that we need on Saturday. So one or two players I looked at, and Gareth Barry I was going to do the same, but of course Gareth come on after 20 minutes anyway, so that one went out the window. And those are all those things I have to add up today. Sure. To get to a team that I think has got enough energy to deal with Southampton. The good news for us, of course, is Southampton played also.
Yes. When you're managing a situation like that, where, you know, I imagine most of the players who you'd want to play, if you go and ask them, say, yeah, I want to play, players want to play.
Correct.
So how do you balance you making the decision by what you see, your sports science people, and actually when you go to the player and say, how are you feeling today? Mm. Which is the method there?
Well, we have discussions in the morning, of course, with the doctor and the scientific team and the physios, and who's struggling, who do we think have a good chance, who mentally perhaps needs a lift today. And, you know, you kind of get a feeling of your team. Then you watch the opposition, and then you work out what you think is the best route. And of course, it's not always ideal. Now, it was definitely not ideal at Man City. We were short of some big senior players, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that we have one or two back this weekend.
Ah, well, I was going to, without giving any secrets, some of them might be okay.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A lot of people like to use these phrases coming to the game, but it's a must-win game. It's a must-win game for West Brom, must-win game for Southampton. Mm. I've never yet heard a manager come out and say, unless it's the last game of the season, yes, it is.
Yeah, because it's foolish. It puts you in a no-win situation, and it's a silly question for reporters and journalists to ask when you've got 13 games left. When it's the last game of the season and you need a point, or you need 3 points, well, let's just say you need 3 points, that's a must-win.
Yes.
Right? Or if you need a point, it's a mustn't lose game, right? That's 100% sure. And in the Cup, of course, it's the same. It's a one-off situation. We're not in that. But in terms of the schedule, it'd be foolish of me not to say it's not crucial, because we've made ground on all the teams in the middle. We've made them nervous, which has been great. And you've seen that reflected in the transfer window. A lot of those clubs have had to move, thinking, oh dear, are we suddenly getting drawn into this? Swansea have won and won again and won again. Mm. So suddenly, even though we're bottom of the league, we're 4 points off 14th. We're close. So this win will put us in touching distance. Our next league game's Chelsea. We know that's difficult. And then we have a run of games where really we can get ourselves out of it. So this is a crucial period, and we're not going to hide from it. The pressure actually is not a bad thing. We need to be able to deal with it. We need to cope with it now. Because if you think it's pressurised here in January, or the start of Feb, you wait till you get to May.
Yes, I'm glad you put it that way, because hopefully people will stop saying that. Do managers jump out of bed on the 1st of February and punch the air and say, thank goodness, the transfer window's finished?
There's still a little bit of fallout, actually, from transfer windows, because you have situations where young players haven't moved on. You have to refocus them. There's obviously Johnny's situation, where perhaps he was going to go to a bigger club where he could have won trophies, and the disappointment of that for him. It has to be understandable if you would put yourself in that situation. All those things that you still have to deal with. But in terms of workload, it does ease off a little bit when it shuts. So we're concentrate on our players now, and that's how it should be. And we can stop worrying about Johnny Fandango or whatever wherever he is, yeah. Malaysia or Croatia or wherever. So we can focus on our group now. We've brought in two players, both of which I think will help the club, and we've kept Johnny. So now it's about getting the best out of that group and hopefully getting two new signings in Morrison and Chadley, which will be a big boost to us because their creativity has been massively missing.
Indeed. So can we say, here's another glib phrase, did West Bromwich Albion have a good window then, given that you say you brought in two very good players and you've kept one that a lot of people thought you wouldn't?
Well, I would say it's only a good window, and I think a lot of people spoke about West Brom in the summer. They had a great window, and look where we are now. Yeah. It's only in reflection you can say it's been a good window. If Daniel gets injured, then it isn't a good, and he doesn't contribute, then it hasn't been a good window. But having said that, it's really going to be about our survival. If we survive, this has been a good window, in my opinion, because just the generation of a new player can lift other players and excite our fans. If our fans don't get excited by the arrival of Daniel Sturridge, then I'll be surprised, because from what I've seen on the training ground, I think they're going to be surprised. He's really got talent, and he's got unusual talent. Talent, actually, that probably we're not seeing at this ground for a long, long time. So we hope to see a bit of that, and in the summer we'll reflect whether we've had a good window or not.
I'm pretty sure they'll be glad to see you. When you're considering what you're going to do with Johnny Evans, do you have to take into consideration what sort of player you're going to have left if you keep him, in terms of will his mind be still on the job if we keep him, if we turn down all these bids? Who wouldn't have their head turned by that? If we get and we've still got him, we're still going to have the same guy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. And that's about looking at Johnny in the eye, telling him the truth, him trying to put it to one side and be professional. Mm. Not easy to do.
No.
Up until now, I think he's been brilliant. And, you know, we go into Saturday's game. I'm sure once that ball kicks off, he'll be absolutely spot on as he normally is. And it's my job to manage and try and get in a situation where we resolve this once and for all. So my thought process today is to try and get Johnny a contract that works for him and his agents. And if not, we have a year left on his contract, we probably have to perhaps make sure he moves in the summer, make sure we get the fee and valuation that he deserves.
One more thing. Everybody has agreed that the club and the whole world of football did Cyril Regis a wonderful tribute the other day. And no doubt Saturday is going to be the same at the ground. And that's why a lot of people, well, another reason why a lot of people are coming to see the game. While respecting all of that, absolutely, as I know you all do, by the same token, at 3 o'clock, well, the only people who can't be entirely focused on that all day are you and the players. Does that emotionally, does it come into the game at all? Important though it is.
Maybe. There will be some motion spill from the terraces. But, you know, let's get some things in order. First and foremost, the club and the family have worked well on this together, and I think it's been handled spectacularly well so far. And on Saturday, I don't expect it to be any different. My thoughts, personally, are with the family now.
Sure.
They're the people that I think are going to be emotionally moved Saturday more than anybody by the groundwill of our fans, because, of course, not everyone can make it midweek at our stadium on a work day.
Sure.
So Saturday afternoon, they can pay their respect to him in the right and proper way. And when the game kicks off at 3 o'clock, try and turn their attention to us and the team. And they've been brilliant for us. And I don't expect them not to be in any other mood than a positive mood for us. And that can only be good. And for our players, okay, we'll focus on how it was before, make sure our prep was exactly the same. And at the end of the day, hopefully acknowledge Cyril by, you know, saying the win was for him, but we can only do that if we win, of course.